This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We were talking about immigrants a few moments ago, and actually emigrants, people that are leaving and people that are coming in. I think I wasn't intending to line those up incorrectly, but I did. Emigrants being people that are leaving, immigrants being people that are coming in to the country. And
I don't think anybody's holding their feet to the fire on it.
Yeah, it's getting tougher on both sides. It's, of course, more difficult now for immigrants to come here, and we've certainly talked about them a whole lot. Emigrants, though, we found out last hour from Mark that apparently now if you're leaving the country and renouncing citizenship, you will not be allowed to leave until the government taxes you on your assets.
At the same rate as capital gains.
Right, so it's
so just not taking your money out of the country. If you want, if you decide I don't want to be an American anymore, and you know, I'm certainly not there in my life, but I'm upset with some of the things the government's doing. But I'm sure somebody out there wants to leave the country. Should they have to pay taxes just because they want to go to a different country?
Certainly not.
They earn
but
that money.
That's the way things are turning out. And as you said, Mark,
and they pay taxes on all that money ahead of time. I mean, they've already paid taxes. They're getting retaxed.
The border fence works both ways. It keeps people in as much as it keeps people out. Now, of course, it doesn't do a great job of keeping people out. No amount of security will effectively keep people out who really want to come here. And as long as people really want to come here, they're going to do what it takes to get here. In fact, we read a story about some young people, some children, who cross the border alone and end up in this quagmire of a governmental, nowhere land that people don't even know who they are or where they are. These kids are kept in concrete cells, and the treatment, they've been molested, they've been harmed. I mean, it's just awful what is happening to these poor people who are just coming here to try to make a better life for themselves. But some make it through. Some don't get caught by the system, and they end up at their destination. But you have to understand what it took for many of them to get there in the first place results in them getting anything but what they maybe expected out of the deal. And Wayne, you've got the story.
Yes, like enslavement.
Right.
The conviction and sentencing of Mahender and Varsha Sabnani for the torture and enslavement of two Indonesian maids has once again brought to the forefront the issue of slavery in modern America.
Mm.
This case, which made international headlines in part because of the international cast of characters, as well as the reported wealth of the perpetrators, was colored with salacious testimony. Ms. Sabdahani, an Indonesian married to an Indian, purportedly a Hindu version of Cruella de Vil, was a very successful businesswoman who resided in the Long Island Gold Coast. Both she and her husband were U.S. citizens. Allegations of abuse included beatings with brooms and umbrellas, slashing with knives, being made to repeatedly climb stairs and take freezing cold showers as punishment for misdeeds that included sleeping late, oh dear, or stealing food from trash bins because they were poorly fed.
Stealing food from trash bins. Food that has been thrown away, you aren't allowed to eat.
You're going to get a whooping for that.
Nice.
These people had total control over these folks.
That's right.
Presumably, they were involved in bringing them in as well.
Right. And this is what happens when you don't allow people to move across borders freely. They're going to come because they want a better life, and their life stunk in their other country. And I can totally understand. That's why all of our ancestors came here, except for the people that, of course, that the Indians, the American Indians, their ancestors were here when we arrived, and we took it from them. But you know, that's why they came here in the first place. So, you know, that's why these people are here. And
that's what they're told. They're told, well, you'll have a better chance in America. Just come here. We'll get you a ship. We'll get you settled over there. We've even got a nice couple that will give you a job. And then it turns out that, you're threatened. And I'm sure the article goes into more as to why it is these women were staying where they were. Why did they feel as though they couldn't just leave? I'm hoping it goes into that, Wayne, because I can speculate.
No, it doesn't. But, of course, that's usually the case because when you make people illegal, obviously, then their property rights, the ownership of their own body, those property rights are not honored.
Well, they know they can't go to the government. They know they can't go to the police to report the abuse.
Or the legal system.
They can't go through the legal system. They could run, and nothing would necessarily prevent them from running unless they're literally, you know, handcuffed to things during the daytime or whatever.
They wouldn't make very good servants then.
Right, right.
So handcuffing your butler to a chair isn't going to make him a very good butler.
So they can run, but here's my speculation on how they scare them into not running. What happens is they know where their family members live over in Indonesia or wherever it was that they come from. This is how they do it with the forced prostitution as well, which is also, you know, slavery. They will tell the people all sorts of glowing stories about America, and then once they get there, the story changes, and it's, you know, you're these people's servants for X amount of time, and
you're lucky if they release you then.
You're lucky if they release you, and if you run, or you disobey, or you do anything at all to mess this up, we are going to kill your family members back home. And they believe it, too, because they're dealing with gangsters. They're dealing with, it's not just these two people that brought these Indonesian immigrants over. They are likely dealing with, you know, the Indonesian mob that smuggled these people here in the first place.
Right, and that wouldn't happen if we had we allowed free people to move across borders freely in this country, in this supposed free country.
Then they could move where they wanted and get the jobs they wanted.
Well, they would be able to pay their $600 or whatever it costs to get to America, and wouldn't be required to use the gangsters to smuggle you in.
So I'm sorry, Wayne. Go ahead with your.
So there were a few other accounts of cruelty in this case, but the point is the woman, Varsha, was given 11 years in prison. Mm. Her husband, who never laid a hand on the woman, was given 3 years, 4 months, and the case generated publicity for a number of reasons.
So what were those sentences again?
11 years for the woman who was allegedly the bigger perpetrator.
But what does any of that do for the victims? Nothing. They were probably sent back to Indonesia.
It doesn't say that, but the testimony was actually pretty emotional by the victims, and so they sort of have to live it all over again by talking about it in court. And again, because these people were marked illegal, they were subhumans,
right?
And they were opened and targeted for abuse.
And it happens, and this isn't the only time. It's just one of the times when they've been caught. How many other households is this going on in? How many other businesses are people being treated subhumanly?
Well, here's another one. A Saudi man convicted of sexually assaulting an Indonesian housekeeper and keeping her as a virtual slave was sentenced to 27 years to life in prison in Colorado. Very similar case. Well, it was a man this time.
And how sad that people could do that. I mean, how sick that people could treat another human being that way. It's just mind-boggling that people are so sick and sadistic, and this prohibition on crossing borders, these immigration restrictions, feed right into these people. They give them victims.
Yeah.
Victims line up to be victimized in this way. They don't know that's what they're going to get until it's too late.
I'm not surprised at the depravity. I mean, certainly slavery exists around the world, and people are going to want slaves here, and that makes perfectly good sense to me. However, it's the fact that our government that was supposed to be there to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness actually has rules that make it contrary to that. I mean, you know, it's not protecting these people. It's enslaving them. Now, people could argue, well, then they shouldn't come to this country and violate our immigration laws. But, you know, that's what humans are going to do. They want to live better lives. They want to be able to come here and work. They want to send money home to their families. They want to provide those things in the same way you want to do that for your kids. And you want to stop somebody from doing it for theirs. How evil. How sick.
But you know something? I also suspect that word is getting out internationally that the United States is not such a great place to come to anymore.
Probably true.
And when that starts to happen, that's also going to hurt the United States economy a great deal, because these people do provide a valuable service. Now, yes, there are people who come over here and commit crimes. But,
sure they are.
But we all, if we all have our property rights restored, we can protect our own property. We don't need the government to protect us from these bad criminal.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of immigrants. When I see people that
let's arrest criminals and leave
all
good
criminals,
people that want to work hard alone.
Exactly.
When I see people that don't look like they're from around here, I welcome them. I think it's fantastic that they've come here. I'm afraid mostly of the people that I know are criminals, the government people that I know are threatening my friends and my family with violence if they don't comply or if they don't obey. Those are the people I know are dangerous. and there's no one out there protecting me from them. Boy, I'd really like that kind of protection if I could buy it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We'll talk about those government protectors here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meyer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, and you'll find that it's all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. Think about it. If your customer has a complaint about it, you'd certainly like to have that call recorded so that you can go back and reference what happened. SACL does that. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Please do business with Business Support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. A couple of corrupt cop stories here for you. First up, out of CBS News in New York City. Undercover police officers who arrested four men on drug charges are now under investigation after surveillance video proved the men they arrested committed no crime. Drug charges against brothers Jose Colon and Maximo Colon, along with two of their friends, have been dropped. The undercover NYPD officers are seen on video dancing in the street, then attempting to frame four innocent men.
Dancing in the street?
Maximo said, "I asked police officer why you are arresting me. Never did I get an answer." The investigators swore under oath they brought drugs from the four men. Jose and Maximo Colon say that didn't happen. "The cops are supposed to help us," said a shaken Jose Colon. Well, that's what they teach you in government school and in the media, in Hollywood movies, but turns out that's not necessarily the case. Seems like the cops are there to help the state do whatever it is it wants to
do. Well, and to help themselves, too. People are incentivized to help themselves, so if they can boost their career by getting an additional arrest or perhaps... I can only speculate as to why they would choose to arrest innocent men, but it certainly happened, ladies and gentlemen.
Defense lawyers say the surveillance cameras proved their clients were framed. It was nauseating, said the defense lawyer Rochelle Berliner.
I want to hear about the dancing in the street.
2 hours of video showed no contact at all between the four men arrested and undercover officers, proof that led prosecutors to drop charges against the four men and even declare in court that the men didn't commit the crime. Defense lawyers say it's disturbing but not uncommon. One attorney says, as defense attorneys, you know it exists more often than the government wants you to believe. In the 6 months that it took to clear the Colon brothers' names, they lost their business and their savings.
Mm.
So remember...
Their wives will probably leave them too.
Whenever you hear a story about someone winning against the government,
right,
you can never, ever consider that a win. It's just a damage reduction. That's all it is. Because these people were inconvenienced to the point of not even being able to carry on with their businesses. I mean, you've been in jail for 6 months on some trumped-up charges. All your customers are gone by the time you get out.
Right, and judges used... My impression is that bails were set at some point in history. Bails were set at reasonable amounts so that you could get out and continue your business. But not anymore. Now bail is just, it's $250,000 to start.
Oh, especially when it's drugs, right?
Mine was $250,000 for murder in 1989. I mean, it just goes to show now it's $250,000 for marijuana possession or something.
Well, as a result of his ordeal, Maximo Colon has lost trust in police officers. The two are now involved in a civil suit against the city and hope to one day rebuild their lives. So how long is that going to take? How long is it going to take to get that civil suit through the process? And will they even see any sort of settlement? Will they see any sort of money?
Well, the government's going to appeal it, too, so a decade.
Will the bureaucrats who are actually involved here, these undercover officers that just made this crap up, will they actually have to pay these gentlemen? If the government courts do decide that they are owed something for their inconvenience of being arrested and charged with crimes they didn't commit, if the government does decide in their favor, will the police officers themselves have to pony up some cash to make them whole?
Not likely.
No.
No, because government bureaucrats are not liable for their actions for the most part. And these guys are going to have a very difficult time, as they say, putting their lives back together. They would probably be better off getting the hell out of New York City and starting over from scratch, but I wish them the best of luck in attempting to actually get some justice in this joke of a government system that has been foisted upon us. In fact, our buddy Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is working hard on his 33-plus-minute video of his escapades, his adventures in legal land in the Texas court system. I saw a preview copy of it, of what he's looking to crank out here in the next few days, or maybe in the coming couple weeks, and it is pretty good. He's done a real good job of showing pretty clear how there's an inherent conflict of interest in these government courts. You think you're getting a fair shake. If you think you're getting a fair shake, it's only because you've been fooled, my friend.
It stands to reason the judge and the prosecutor are getting paid by the same organization.
Yep.
That's not a conflict of interest?
Well, in Sam's case, it turns out the judge wanted to be the prosecutor, or rather wanted to be the defense attorney at the same time. I'm sure we'll talk more to with Sam when that comes out. We'll certainly let you know that. In fact, it's so good, I might just post it on the front page of Free Talk Live.
I have a good title for it. The justice system or the just us system?
There you go. It's definitely the latter. Let's go to your phone calls. Bob's on the line in Tennessee listening on WBCR. Hello, Bob. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, sir?
I'm really confused. I don't really know where you're coming from or what your position is on these illegal aliens. Part of illegal don't we understand?
Well, first of all,
before you go on, Ian, when you say illegal, that what you're saying is that the laws that we have are that because they're laws, that they're just and perhaps passed down by God. But I want you to think about for a minute, if you're going along that line, there was a time when it was sort of illegal to be an Indian in this country. It was illegal to be a Japanese American running free on the west coast of this country. It was illegal to be a free a slave leaving slave ownership in this country. In Germany, it was illegal to be a Jew and alive. So laws aren't necessarily above reproach. And what I'm saying is that the laws are bad. So I do understand that illegal is illegal, but I'm saying that just because it's illegal doesn't make it wrong.
It also shows that when government gets too involved with the economy and with everyday life, they have to keep passing more laws to keep a lid on things. And the reason why there's a perceived problem of immigration is because of all these other government-induced problems, like, for example, the welfare state,
sure,
and all these things that have caused the distortions which have created this need to criminalize people who come here from other countries. But it wasn't always like that in this country. It was much easier to get in if you wanted to come from another country. It's much easier to get in, far less expensive, far less red tape, and look what you have now, a mess.
So, Bob, does that make it clear for you, or do you need a little more?
No, it does. I'm still confused with your perspective. Let me say this.
Sure.
Majority of the people in this country came here from somewhere else. My family came here back before the Civil War. I can trace it back that far, but we came here and they became Americans. These people don't want to. I'm telling you, here in my county, it costs us $380,000 a year out of our tax.
What does? What costs you that?
Teach the kid the illegal English.
What you mean, like education costs?
The education part. To teach them English.
You know, Bob, I want to hang on to you. If you don't mind, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to talk to you more about this because he still doesn't really get where we're coming from. And I want to make sure we make it absolutely crystal clear to not just Bob, but everybody else who's listening as well, in case we've done a bad job of communicating this. 800-259-9231. So more with Bob here in moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. There are over 1,700 pages that have been created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. What if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? How about John McCain? The North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we bring back Bob. Listening in Tennessee, Bob, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you'd called in to ask a very open-minded question. You wanted to get us to clarify what exactly it was we've been saying tonight about immigration, because we've been talking about various different aspects of it. And I want to tie something. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I'm going to tie that back around into the issue of immigration, if that's all right with you.
That's fine.
My first question for you, Bob, is how do you feel about stealing?
Stealing?
Yeah.
I believe it's wrong.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. I'm with you. We're on the same page. All right, Bob, how do you feel about communism?
I believe it's already been proven to be a lifestyle that just deviates from anyone wanting to gain anything, wanting to use their own skills and their own mind their own abilities to ever gain anything.
No doubt about it, communism is an abject failure. Now, the reason I ask you those two questions is because it ties back into what you said a few moments ago before we went away to the break. And you said that these immigrants in your area of Tennessee are allegedly costing over $300,000 per year to educate and, you know...
That's just to educate. That's nothing more than that.
Right, just to educate. Now, hold on. Slow down, Bob. Slow down. Let me make a point here, and then you can respond with another question or whatever.
Okay.
So you pointed out that all this money is being spent, but what that is simply a distraction. It's a distraction. The whole immigrant issue is a distraction from the real issue. And the real issue, Bob, is the fact that people calling themselves government are threatening you and me with violence if we don't give them money to go and spend on whatever boondoggles it is they're spending.
They'll take your house away if you don't pay your property taxes.
That's right.
They'll put you in jail if you don't pay your income taxes.
And the immigration issue is really a symptom of a much deeper problem. Central planning and meddling begets more.
We're talking about illegal immigrants coming into this country. If you go into Mexico or another country as an illegal immigrant, you're going to end up in prison.
Well, not
I have
absolutely
no problem
true,
with anyone that wants to come here and find a better way of life.
Right. I'm with you on that. The other countries are terrible about
everybody.
Those things.
I mean,
why not?
We would be flooded with people. Our country could not sustain that.
Wait. Well, hold on a second. Wait. Let's slow down and just look at that real quick. Because I don't believe that that's the case, Bob. I mean, we've had people coming in here, and it was much less restricted in the past, and there was, I mean, pretty much no restrictions at certain points in this country's history. And
you didn't even have to report into a government official when your ancestors came over, Bob.
And America handled
it
just
fine. No, I
believe
it was more restricted.
Do you believe, Bob, that
there's... And the laws were more enforced at that time.
No, that's not
true. They are today.
No,
When you came into this country before, you wanted to be an American citizen. You learned English. You went through a quarantine. You made sure that they weren't bringing.
You didn't have to come
here.
That we had already overcame. Bob, you didn't have to come here and be an American citizen. You could just come here and be an American.
Right. They didn't have enough government infrastructure to even find out where people that spoke different languages. And by the way, the Swedes, Norwegians settled up in the Minnesota area, in the Pennsylvania area. Benjamin Franklin, before the country even existed, was complaining about how they didn't speak English there. So, I mean, this same argument's been going on for more than 200 years.
So let me see if I can break this down here, Bob, and we'll continue. With this discussion, but you've agreed with me that stealing is bad. You've agreed that communism is bad, and we've pointed out that the government is stealing your money in order to fund a communistic program known as government education. So the fact that they're taking your money in the first place should be the real issue, not exactly how they decide to spend that money, in this case deciding to spend some of it on educating so-called illegal immigrants.
They have no choice. The children that can't speak English are slowing down the whole school system. They have to teach them English.
Bob,
Bob,
you have to pay or else they're going to steal your house. That's where the have to comes in.
I'll agree with you. That's wrong, too.
That's where the problem begins, right? Because
that's
if you didn't have to pay the bureaucrats,
the immigrants wouldn't be costing you anything.
Right? Is that correct, Bob?
I'll agree with that.
All right.
At one time, most of the schools in this country were private schools. And a lot of towns up here in New Hampshire, all the towns actually contracted with whatever local private school they chose.
So now that we've overcome that particular objection, Bob, let's go to your other one. The other one is...
You talked earlier about, and I agree with you, how a lot of the illegal immigrants that come in this country are abused. And they are. They're abused. And it's wrong. It's wrong for children, especially, to be abused and put into sweatshops and be... used as prostitutes, but that would not happen near as much if they came here legally. Because
I would like to
I'll look at it as like prohibition on drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
The money wouldn't be there, and the money wouldn't be there to profit from those people if it was legal.
It's so true. You're dead on accurate. You're absolutely right about that. But one thing you have to understand is the reason why people come here so-called illegally is because the legal process has been made so bureaucratic, so slow, so expensive, that it is, as they say, easier to swim the Rio Grande than to climb the mountain of paperwork. I don't think that most Americans really have any sort of idea what the process is like to actually become a so-called legal immigrant. I don't know. Bob, have you ever tried to go start your own business before?
I know what. I know two people personally that came to this country, one from the Philippines and one from the United Kingdom. They came here legally.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, there was a lot of things to go through and a lot of hoops to jump through.
So how about this, Bob?
But
there's nothing right. You see, that's the problem. It's the idea that the government is somehow right, that whatever hoops that the government puts up, it's then right to jump through all those hoops, and if you don't jump through all the government's hoops, then you're somehow a bad person. But the problem is, Bob, those hoops are completely arbitrary. They're created by people who don't really have they don't have an incentive to treat people right. They don't have an incentive to be reasonable. So they keep putting up barriers and restrictions and more costs and, more fees. And it just makes it more and more difficult for people to come here. I want people to be able to come here without having to beg some bureaucrat for permission, because it seems to me, Bob, that that's not what freedom's about. You don't ask permission to be free. You just come here and then you can be free. What's wrong with that?
Well, let me ask you a question. Our young people halfway across this world right now trying to guard borders. And our border's wide open.
Is that the question? What was the question?
I understand where you're coming from, Bob, when you say that. But that's how the government works. The government always does dumb things. They always contradict themselves. They always do whatever's convenient and expeditious for themselves, because it'll never be you and I who are in charge. We'll never have an efficient immigration system in this country that lets in the good people and keeps out the bad people and lets in the right amount of people, because it's always going to be the government who never gets incentivized properly to do things correctly.
Let's shift perspectives here for a moment, Bob. What about my freedom? What about my freedom? Shouldn't I be free to cross the borders of my own country freely?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes,
well,
we should.
Well, there's a slight problem here.
And that's another thing. I would like to see you address that more than someone that's not a citizen of this country.
It's all tied together, my friend. We talked about that a moment ago, and how expatriates, people that want to leave this country, are prevented from doing so now unless they pay a tax in order to leave. And in addition, just with the current security structure we have...
You're not free if you have to pay a tax.
Right. Just with the current security structure we have, if I want to go visit Canada or Mexico, I have to sit in a line that could be hours long before I'm allowed back into this country, have to show a passport to get back in. I want to know how you feel about that, Bob, and I'm going to hang on to you for some more, if you don't mind. Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's an important conversation. We're going to have more of it here with Bob, and if you've got a question you want to jump in here, feel free. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
For centuries, Salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you like Free Talk Live, you want to support us, then learn how you can promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of simple ways to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the country and around the world are listed there. One of the more important ones at the moment is voting. We do need you, if you've yet to do it in the month of July, to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show in the Podcast Alley podcast rankings. What were we today, Mark? Fourth or fifth place today?
Well, we've moved up. We're currently at fourth.
Currently at fourth place. I think you said earlier that we only needed about 100 votes to get to the top. Now, that's not to say we only need 100 votes for the rest of the month. We're probably going to need several hundred by the time the month is over. But it will only take a few more to get up to number one.
Yep. Please go vote now.
So if you haven't voted, again, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us because a lot of new people find us from that Podcast Alley Top 10. And if we're number one, that just means more people will listen to us than if we are number five or number four where we are currently right now. So vote.freetalklive.com as we bring back Bob in Tennessee. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Bob, we're talking about your concerns about so-called illegal immigrants and how we on this show are advocating freedom and liberty and the ability to cross borders freely. And I know you had another point you wanted to make, and that's why I wanted to bring you back on. And I had another question I wanted to ask. So let me get that question out the door here first. Because you're with us on things like taxes, and you certainly don't like communism. We don't either. And so I want to ask you about my freedoms. Because if you're talking about controlling immigrants, you're also talking about controlling me, Bob, and you as well, and Mark, and everybody else that's listening. Anybody that's an American so-called citizen or somebody living here is going to be subject to all of the police state nonsense that's come about already, and more is coming, by these immigration crackdowns. I, as an American, will be subject to random checkpoints. I will be subject, if I want to go to Canada or Mexico for a visit or a vacation or business, I'll be subject to being searched and harassed by government bureaucrats when I return to the country. So how do you justify all that if you, I mean,
well,
if
brother,
you like
what,
me...
What ammunition have they used to bring that on? They've used that... The ammunition they've used to bring that on is illegal aliens. They've left our borders open, and they use that ammunition to say we've got all these illegal aliens, so we're going to have these checkpoints. We're going to have to. They use that.
Are you okay with that, Bob?
I'm a fighter. I've worked in Canada. I could go to Canada if I had a DUI. They won't let me across their border.
I understand that other countries, Bob.
DUIs that they would not let cross the border.
Mark, you tried going to Canada once, and they shut you down, too.
I got thrown in jail for going to Canada.
Right. I understand, Bob, that other countries are tyrannical and despotic and evil, and they have stupid laws.
Man,
it's tyranny.
It's the rules they lay down.
It's a dumb rule.
You've got a certain set of rules.
They turned away your business. Bob, they turned away your business because you had a criminal record, and it's absurd, and it's a stupid rule. And some laws are really, really bad laws, and the immigration laws are really bad laws because it's resulting in all of our freedoms, not only the immigrants, but it's also resulting in all of our freedoms being taken away. Are you okay with that? Are you all right with checkpoints? Are you okay with that?
You're talking about two different subjects.
No.
You're talking about, as an American citizen, we've lost more of our freedom since 9/11 than we lost in 100 years previously. But you're talking about two different subjects. We're talking about people that's come to this country illegally. They're breaking our laws just by coming in here.
I break laws all the time, don't you? Don't you break laws, Bob?
Yeah,
have you ever sped?
Yeah, I do. If you want to count traffic violations.
Have you ever smoked a joint?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a drink underage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're illegal,
man.
Too, Bob. How about that? Why don't you throw yourself out of the country right now? I'm just being silly. I don't actually recommend you do this. But, I mean, you're as illegal as I am, and if breaking a law makes one illegal, then put us all in jail, man.
Well, what are we going to do? We're just going to open the gate?
Yeah. We're going to let people come here and live as they want to and stop taxing people. Stop paying these damn government goons your hard-earned money.
We lose our sovereignty as a country. We're a sovereign country.
No. What does that even mean? Hold on, Bob. Slow down.
This country here, even today, welcomes more immigrants than any other country in the world.
Now you're just comparing cancers, Bob. You're just comparing our cancer is better than other cancers around the world.
I'm not saying the laws aren't too strict, but I'm saying this, man. If they come in here illegally, they're inviting themselves to be subject to the things that you were talking about earlier. They're being abused.
You were talking about sovereignty, Bob, and I want to focus on that for a moment.
Okay, let's talk.
Sovereignty is all about being king, okay? The king was the sovereign. So the intention behind the founding fathers...
I'm a sovereign. You're a sovereign. I was about to get to that, Bob.
Exactly. I was about to get to that point. The intention behind this country was to get rid of the whole idea of a king and to have 300 million kings, where each individual is the sovereign over his or her own life and property. Now, I, as a sovereign individual, would like to have the ability to bring whomever other sovereign individuals from wherever else I want to bring them onto my property. And the other people that believe in immigration freedom also want to bring those people onto their sovereign property. Now, how can somebody else outside of my property deemed to tell me what to do as a sovereign with my own property? That's what you're essentially talking about here.
Because I believe for someone to enter this country, there should be a certain set of rules, and I do agree with that.
But I don't believe, so you're telling me that my sovereignty doesn't matter.
I do. I believe they should want to become an American citizen.
I don't want to be an American citizen.
I think many of them do, Bob.
Embrace our way of life and our
constitution. I think they want that, Bob.
And they should want a living wage for the work they perform. And they should not be willing to come in here and work at slave labor and they should not be willing to come here and work and live in squalor.
Well, you're talking about a lot of different issues.
And embrace our way of life, and I believe they should be able to come
I don't
here.
Even know what that means.
Bob, you're talking about a lot of different issues here. When you're talking about somebody's living in squalor, you're talking about their right to live however it is that they can live or want to live wherever it is that they want. If they want to have junk cars sitting out in their driveway.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about they should not be able to, they should not have to come here and live 10 or 15 people back to a house.
Yep.
And live without. Live without the convenient the essential modern conveniences of life. They should not have to be scared to death if they go to work and the
they
guy they're working
agree with that.
Or threatens them because they're illegal. That if they don't do this much work in this amount of hours, that he's going to have them shipped out.
So I the solution, Bob, is to legalize immigration,
illegal, and enjoy. The things that we can enjoy here as American citizens.
Look,
if not, it's like prohibition on drugs.
It's the prohibition that's causing the problem. It's a prohibition on immigration, and the government's getting involved. Therefore, what it's doing is it's turning these people into slaves. Therefore, driving down the wages of those people, the legal
it's
ones they compete against, and you and me.
Buddy.
It drives down everyone's wages.
Of American citizens, because those people are willing to come here and work for less.
So, Bob, let me see if I've got this straight. We've had quite a lengthy conversation.
Yeah, we have, and I don't want to type.
It's all right. Our time is running out, but I want to make sure I've got this straight. You sound like you agree with us on some things. Like, you want immigrants to be able to come here and live a nice life, and I would like that too. But I understand that the reason why they can't is because the immigration process is so bureaucratic and awful, and it's only getting worse. So I propose abolishing the immigration bureaucracies, but that's scary to you because you believe, for whatever reason, that some group of bureaucrats should be able to arbitrarily determine who can come here and from where they can come and how much it's going to cost for them to get here and how much paperwork they need to fill out. And it seems to me that is not in favor of freedom, Bob. That's control, my friend. How does that make you feel?
We have to have some laws. We have to have some rules. Look what
you know what you can have, Bob. You can have rules on your private Bob.
And all
I agree with rules.
Hill and all his criminals, he pushed them out on us in Miami. Did you go to Miami in the early 70s?
I lived in Florida my entire life up until this
point, Bob.
You
know what happened there? Do you want that to happen with the Mexican government? You know,
it took a little while, but
Bob,
you've just disparaged the Cubans, and it's not fair. It took a little while for things to clean up after the Mariel boat lift. Certainly, Castro created a problem, but look at Miami now. Miami is a thriving metropolis. People are making great money there. It's cleaned up. It's not as good as it could be, but it's
blame
cleaned
the government
up.
For that.
Give it a little bit of time.
Well, don't blame the government. Castro was throwing them. What were we supposed to do? Shoot them out of the ocean before they could get to shore?
Look, Bob, you know,
they
if you want to, here's the thing, you I'm going to leave you with this one idea, Bob. As long as you, Bob, thank you for the call tonight. As long as you want to control other people, and these immigration laws are controls. You have to jump through a bunch of hoops, fill out paperwork, pay money to some bureaucrats. You're being controlled. As long as you want to control others, Bob, you yourself will find yourself controlled. It's the laws, you know, the way the universe works, my friend. So let go of it. Let people live their lives how they want. Let them come here if they want to without begging bureaucrats for permission. Hour 3 is coming up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hello.